WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. At the state golf championships, Dyersville Beckman overcame a 7-stroke deficit after day one to win the tournament by 8 strokes over Atlantic to claim the Class 3A Girls State Golf Championship. Beckman shot a 2-day team total of 706, and Atlantic shot a 714 for second place. Emily Snelling of Clear Lake had a 2-day total of 152, and she won the title by beating Brooke Klosterman of Beckman in a one-hole playoff. Brooke Newell led Atlantic, shooting a 7 over par 155, and she placed third overall. Erin Olson also medaled for Atlantic, placing ninth, shooting a 12 over par total of 169. Atlantic Sarah Fixmer tied for 22nd place, posting a 189. Also in the Class 2A tournament, Trainer placed eighth as a team as Madeline Ditchler led the Cardinals, finishing 11th overall at 181, and Allie Anderson was 26th with a 192 total. In Class 4A, Madison Hance of Creston tied for 12th place. She had the best area finish with a 182 total. In high school girls regional soccer action last night, Class 1A first round play saw Underwood down Atlantic by a 5-0 score. Tri-Center beat Riverside 6-0. Trainer over Harlan 3-1. St. Albert blanking AHSTW 10-0. Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey beat Creston 8-0. Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic beating Missouri Valley 10-0. And Gilbert over Kemper Catholic by a score of 5-0. In Class 2A play last night in semifinal girls regional soccer, it was Lewis Central over Sergeant Bluff Luton 6-0. Dallas Center Grimes beat Thomas Jefferson 3-1. Winterset 2-0 over Glenwood. In high school boys baseball play last night, Atlantic picked up a Hawkeye 10 conference win as they knocked off St. Albert by a score of 8-4. It was Lewis Central over Abraham Lincoln 3-0. Harlan beat Denison 10-2. Tri-Center over Fremont Mills 16-1. Exira EHK blanking Audubon 12-0. Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley 3-2. Southwest Valley a 3-2 winner over Mount Air. Logan Magnolia beat West Harrison 13-6. It was Winterset over Orient Maxburg 11-2. Glenn Ralston beat Storm Lake St. Mary 6-4. In girls softball play last night, Exira EHK over Audubon 12-6. Harlan beat Denison 10-0. Lewis Central over Kemper Catholic 9-1. IKM Manning beat East Sac County 5-0. It was Panorama over Guthrie Center 6-0. Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 10-7. East Union over Lennox 3-2. Ballard beat Carroll 7-1. Diagonal over Orient Maxburg 21-10. And Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Thomas Jefferson 12-1 in girls softball. In Major League Baseball, Lance Lynn allowed 5 hits while pitching into the 8th inning, and Mark Reynolds had an RBI single in the 2nd. And that was enough for the St. Louis Cardinals as they beat the Milwaukee Brewers 1-0 last night. Lynn struck out 5 and walked only 1 in 7 2/3 innings. Elsewhere in the National League, Colorado beat the Dodgers 6-3 in the first game of a doubleheader. The Dodgers took the late game 9-8. Philadelphia over Cincinnati 5-4. Miami beat Chicago 5-2. Arizona downing Atlanta 7-6. San Diego beat the New York Mets 7-2. And Pittsburgh over San Francisco 7-4. In the American League, Michael Brantley drove in the go-ahead run with 2 outs in the 8th inning, backing a strong performance by Carlos Carrasco and sending the Cleveland Indians to a 2-1 victory over the slumping Kansas City Royals last night. Elsewhere in the AL, Oakland beat Detroit 5-3, Boston over Minnesota 1-0, Texas outscored Chicago 15-2, it was Houston over Baltimore 6-4, Tampa Bay downed LA 6-1, the New York Yankees over Seattle in 11 innings, 5-3. In interleague play, a doubleheader saw Washington beat Toronto 2-0. Toronto beat Washington in the 2nd game, 7-3. After weeks of speculation, Fred Hoiberg was introduced on Tuesday as the new head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
We are thrilled today to introduce Fred Hoiberg as the new head basketball coach of the Chicago Bulls. In Fred, we feel strongly that we've got a guy with a skill package of a winning coach, a guy who is a natural leader, and a great, great communicator.
That's Bulls general manager Gar Forman, who says Hoiberg is the right fit for the Bulls.
We visited with Fred at length this past weekend, and as we did, it became very apparent to us that he was the fit that we had talked about, a fit with our players, a fit with our team, and he was the right guy to maximize the potential of this basketball team.
The 42-year-old Hoiberg spent the past 5 seasons at Iowa State. The Cyclones won back-to-back Big 12 tournament titles and played in 4 straight NCAA tournaments.
The last 5 years have been really, really special times in our lives. The person I want to start with is Jamie Pollard, the athletic director at Iowa State. Jamie took a chance on me 5 years ago. I still remember it like it was yesterday when I got the first call from Jamie when I was working as an executive in the Minnesota Timberwolves front office. And I just laid out my vision on how I felt that we could get Iowa State basketball back on the national map. And it's been a really special run.
Hoiberg says it was a difficult decision, and it'll always be a Cyclone. The move's been rumored for weeks, but Hoiberg says the decision to move on was really made in just the last few days. He says it was just the right situation at the right time and believes the transition will be a smooth one. And former Iowa State running back Troy Davis and former Iowa standout Tim Dwight have been named to the College Football Hall of Fame ballot. Davis holds nearly every rushing record at Iowa State and was the first player in NCAA history to rush for more than 2,000 yards in two different seasons. He was a two-time Heisman Trophy finalist. Dwight was a two-time All-American for the Hawkeyes as a receiver and a kick returner. Also on the ballot is former Iowa defensive end Andre Tippett. He was part of Hayden Fry's first Rose Bowl team that won the Big Ten title in 1981. The 2016 ballot includes 76 players and five coaches from the Football Bowl subdivision. The next Hall of Fame class will be announced January 8th in Scottsdale, Arizona, as part of the College Football Playoff National Championship weekend. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.